You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Elk and Elk, serious lawyers for serious injuries. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Michael Reguy here, wrapping things up on this Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. 3 days away from the Browns and the Panthers in Charlotte, where the Browns hope to end a three-game skid and get to 8-7 on this season. Time to bring in our producer now, Mr. Emmett Golden, to play a little fact or fiction.
Fact or fiction.
First up on Fact or Fiction, Johnny Manziel will have more yards rushing than passing on Sunday.
That is fiction. I think Johnny writes the ship. Johnny works on his footwork, his technique. He doesn't necessarily stay in the pocket now. Hopefully he gets to an edge, but is smart in his decision-making. I think he learned from that shutout. He learned from how bad that was collectively, and he can't do it all by himself, so it's going to take his team. But I believe that everyone will step up around him, and I think Johnny will improve. So that is a fiction in my eyes.
I'm going to say fiction as well. I can't imagine that, knowing Johnny's pride and his competitive nature and desire, when he watched that, I'm sure he saw that I've got to play a whole lot better. And I think we're going to see a cleaner footwork. And getting the ball out quicker, too, is another thing. I think on both of his picks, he held those, you know, ultimate throws way too long, and he knows he can't do that and be successful. Fiction for Sunday with Johnny.
Yeah, he's got to have more yards passing than rushing. Now, if the team wants to have more rushing yards than passing yards, ultimately, that I could be okay with, as long as both numbers are north of a buck 50. But I think that there's no question he's going to have more success throwing the football than running the football. Johnny Manziel, I think, has been humbled. Hopefully will learn from this, be able to apply himself, and come out and have a significantly better performance this Sunday in Carolina.
Fact or fiction?
Josh Gordon will have 100 receiving yards in one of the last two games.
I'm going to go with fact. And I think I hope it's both, but I would say at least one. I think Josh wants to do his very best to eradicate some of the doubt in his mind, in our mind, rather, about his performances so far and his return to this team. I think Josh has a lot to prove to the fans, a lot to prove to these coaches, and more so than anything to his teammates. That being said, I would hope to see if Johnny is successful in the pocket or on the edge, he relies on his big target and develops that rapport in these last two games, which will be something great to look forward to in next season. So I say fact.
Unfortunately, I'm going to say fiction, and I hope that doesn't mean he can't be effective. You know, again, 6-7 catches for 95 yards and a couple of TDs, or even a TD, which he hasn't done this year, could be a very effective performance. But he hadn't been able to take the top off the defense yet this year like he did a season ago. And that's a little bit funny, because that came with Brandon Weeden and Jason Campbell. And, you know, so they haven't been able to get that accomplished this year. Been a couple of near misses. So I'm going to say fiction, but still hoping he could be effective. Would love to see a touchdown in each of the last two.
I certainly would like to see him get into the end zone for the first time this season as well. I do think he will have one 100-yard receiving game. If it happens, I do think it will be this Sunday against Carolina. And so this is going to be the one for it. I think Baltimore could be a little bit tougher. I think they're going to go out of their way to take him out of the game. We've got to see Josh Gordon show those flashes that we talked about it earlier. Talked with Doug Deacon. Are you surprised that we haven't seen Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron really make significant impacts since returning? And I know some of it has to do with the quarterback play. A lot of it does. And it's tough to have 100 yards receiving when you have 107 yards of offense like the Browns did against Cincinnati. So they're going to have to step up their overall production. And Josh Gordon, I hope, can and will be a big part of that with at least one 100-yard receiving game.
Fact or fiction?
The Browns will hold Carolina to under 250 yards of offense.
I think it's going to be tough. I think holding any NFL offense below 250 yards is a significant challenge. And I think as we saw against the Cincinnati Bengals, there are some things that need to get fixed. I think Jonathan Stewart and this rushing attack of Carolina is licking their chops after the type of performance that Jeremy Hill had last week on this defense. But that being said, I think we see a significant difference in last week's team versus this week's team, especially on defense. So I look for them to step up, but they will get over 250 Just because, again, very difficult task in the NFL, so that's a fiction.
Echo everything you said. That is a fiction. Don't see that happening. And yet, again, you can be effective by getting off the football field on third downs. And it would be nice, again, with multiple takeaways this week as well from the Browns defense. Could go a long way to helping the bottom line of getting a win. But fiction for under 250.
Yeah, I'm going to say fiction as well. I think that, you know, you can have a solid defensive game and give up 300 yards of offense to this Carolina team, no problem. Obviously, if the Browns can come out and do that, it certainly significantly enhances their chances of winning this game. But to say that it's a fact they'll go under 250, I think it'll be tough because you look at Carolina, it's a team that's going to run for, I'd say, 125 yards in this game at a minimum, and I'm pretty sure they can throw for 125 as well with Kelvin Benjamin and Greg Olsen. So 250, I'll go fiction there. But I do expect a strong and stout defensive performance from the Browns, but it's going to come down to their ability to stop the run. I am much more confident when the Browns take on a team like Atlanta or Indianapolis where you say, oh man, their weapons on paper look so good. Teams that can throw the football but aren't physical don't scare me with the way this defense plays football. Teams that don't really throw the football and are physical do scare me with the way that this team has been playing defense. So I think this Carolina team falls more into the latter than the former in terms of their makeup and the constitution, and the way they like to conduct themselves on offense. So I think it will be a tough to go under 250.
Fact or fiction?
And finally, on Fact or Fiction, the Browns will finish the season at 8-8.
I will say it's a fact that the Cleveland Browns finished the season at least 8-8. So what does that mean? That means they're going to win one of the last two, and I think they have a great shot that the competitors and the men in this locker room step up and realize that although it may not be a playoff appearance, that 9-7 is a huge step for this organization and for them, and something they can hang their hat on. After some disappointments most recently, hang their hat on their body of work over the next 120 minutes of football that they play these next two Sundays, which is going to be motivation for them to get hungry throughout this offseason and want to pick up where they left off next year.
I'm completely with you, Matt. I'm going to go again with the eight wins at this point. I've always felt it's hone in on this one first and get this one first, and then maybe there's so much riding on that final game in Baltimore, but they need to get a football win. It's winning is big right now. Mike Pettine said it to us earlier today, and yeah, I'm going to go with at least eight, and I kind of do think it's going to be eight, so I'll say fact.
I'm going to say fiction just because I want them to be 9-7. And by saying fact that they'll be an 8, it's saying it's fact they will lose one. Now, certainly it's possible they could go, they could lose two. But I do hope they at least get one. To me, it is a big deal to have at least a season that is not a losing season
yes.
for this team, especially when you're at 7-4 at one point. Because let's face it, if you don't get to 8-8, that means you lost five in a row to end the year.
Yeah.
And nobody wants that. That is not how anybody wants to enter the offseason this year for the Cleveland Browns. So hopefully that will certainly not be the case. All right, that'll do it for Fact or Fiction. It is Thursday. It is your fantasy football championship. So we asked you to tweet us, and we're going to get a couple of those fantasy football questions in right now. All right, here we go. Let's bring in Mr. Emmett Golden. You got some of the tweets, or you want me to just do them myself, buddy? All right, I'll just roll with them right now. All right, Donnie Kindart says, Jordan Matthews or Kenny Stills? Kenny Stills coming on strong right now out there in the for New Orleans. Jordan Matthews banged up last week, injured, so might be a little bit less than 100%. So I'm going to go with Kenny Stills, who has been pretty hot of late, and I think he can continue that and is a solid starting option for your fantasy football teams. Another guy to look at as well, Harry Douglas. If he's on your waiver wire, I would pick him up and start him over both Kenny Stills and Jordan Matthews. I think he's got some good upside for you this week. All right, let's look now. Keep things moving on your fantasy football questions. Ronald J. Pacifico says, Latavius Murray or Andre Williams, Peyton or Cam? Not sitting Peyton Manning. I know that they've been kind of a power-running football team of late. I'm not sitting him, though, especially not in my fantasy bowl. I'd rather go down swinging with him. And by the way, the Browns' defense pretty tough on quarterbacks. At the running back position, Latavius Murray looks very good. So does Rashad Jennings. So does Andre Williams. If Rashad Jennings is out, I would go Williams. If not, I'm going with Latavius Murray of the Oakland Raiders. at the Real Mike Seat 10. Says Jordan Matthews, Martavis Bryant, Hugh Douglas, Pierre Garçon need two. I'm going to go with Hugh Douglas, number one. And number two, I'm actually going to go with Garçon if it's a PPR league. Martavis Bryant if it is not. At Eddie Football says, rank them please. Hosedown, Rivers, Dalton, Orton, and Manziel. I think you're only looking at two possible starters here, and that would be Andy Dalton first and Phillip Rivers second. I'm not dipping into the Kyle Orton bag just yet or the Johnny Manziel bag, so that's what I would do for you at the quarterback spot right here. Are you playing the Cleveland D at Carolina or the Minnesota D at Miami, Delaney or Jordan Reed at tight end? I like Delaney Walker at tight end. He has been the featured part of that offense all season long. Defense, I'd like the Browns if yardage is a big factor. Otherwise, I would go with the Minnesota Vikings D because they get so many sacks. And finally, which three of the four for Jeff Shibb? Alshon Jeffery, Benjamin, Mike Evans, T.Y. Hilton. Go with the first three for now, and if T.Y. Hilton's able to go, put him in for Alshon Jeffery. I do not trust. Obviously, the move to Jimmy Clausen out there in Chicago. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys coming up next here on ESPN 850 WKNR. For Michael Regai and Matt Wilhelm, thanks to Doug Deacon for joining us for the roundtable. We will see you tomorrow. Wrapping up our thoughts, we're going to make our predictions on a Call Your Shot Friday. We'll have another giveaway for you as well here when we return with more Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.